With a last-minute breakthrough now appearing very unlikely, the federal government is bracing for across-the-board spending cuts. For the Pentagon, that will mean a reduction of nearly $43 billion. Joining us live is WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. It's said that these cuts will come in a phased-in basis. So what happens immediately?
Immediately, the damage has been done. You've got people that are worried. You've got people that are distracted. You've got people in sensitive positions, not focused on what it is that they're doing. And they're worried about what they're going to do, how they're going to take care of their families, and if this is a big deal or not. And now the conversation is about, well, you got this wrong. Perhaps it may not be as big as we thought. Or the other side saying it may be bigger than we thought. Let's step out of the political space for a minute and look at the security space. The nation's adversaries and enemies are watching this very carefully. They're watching how people react, and they're gauging their whatever it is that they do, what they plan to do, how they plan to attack the U.S., or how they plan to get under the skin of the U.S. national defense, and watching how people are reacting. And that, according to the experts that I've talked to for my reporting, that's what's going on. That's where the damage has come already.
One of the first things we heard was a delay in the deployment of the carrier USS Harry Truman to the Middle East because of sequestration. Mm-hmm. But some now say that's just political theater and completely unnecessary.
Well, the presence of the U.S. in the Persian Gulf is a very significant thing. I know there are some very significant programs that are going on involving the Harry Truman. You know, I know as well as in terms of collecting intelligence and information with unmanned aerial systems, or drones as we know them, Harry Truman has been involved in that. And the presence of U.S. carriers in the area at this point, specifically considering the fact that Iran has stepped up and, in fact, unveiled some new tools, some new weapons out there, it's important. It's very important. The Defense Department recognizes this. The intelligence community, which is engaged with them as well and needs the information that they get, recognizes as well. The less tools you have, the less information you get, the less analysis you're going to do, the more vulnerabilities and the more openings there may be.
What does this do to morale, which is really important in the military to keep everyone focused and sharp?
Every day, there are people out on the battlefield, in the battle space, whether it's cyber, whether it's out physically on the battlefield, with people that are deployed different places around the country and the world. Every day they look at the people that they're working for. What are the people that we're working for telling us? What the people that they're working for are telling them? That we're in a world where things are moving faster and faster and faster, and we need to do everything we can to keep up. But at the same time, we may have to ask you to take a couple of days off, or maybe not. Regardless of what their political view is, there's just basic distraction. They don't know whether to be sad, whether to be focused or happy. There are some that are going to obviously continue to do what they do well and act at a very high, productive, professional level, but it's still there in the back of the mind.
I wonder if we'll ever know the full effect on intelligence operations.
We will not know the full effect until maybe 20, 30 years down the road when some of this stuff is declassified. But I can almost guarantee you, just through some conversations with Matt Olson, for instance, from the NCTC, and some information from the Director of National Intelligence's office, they are deeply worried. Even if there is no such thing as sequestration come tomorrow, they're deeply worried about what's taken place so far and what the enemies and the adversaries have been able to gain just knowing that the U.S. is spending so much time fighting each other about this.
That's a great point, because you look at Russia now talking about rebuilding its military. We see the Chinese maneuvers with relationship to Japan. It's a little unnerving.
And when you look at the Korean Peninsula and all that's going out in the China Sea, it's the U.S. is not in a very good spot right now when it comes to national defense and what the perception is of capability.
WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. Thank you.
Well,